Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Hello and welcome to week 27. It's the Content Podcast, and I'm going to go whip round and introduce our guests because I think most people will probably know who they are, or at least they've been on the podcast before. So first of all, hello to James.
Hello to Ben.
Oh, hello. And we also have Zoeback HD.
Hello to Ben.
Hello as well. And we also have Chicago Fire content creator Case. Welcome.
Hello to Ben.
Ben's never started a week so happily at this point.
I feel quite uncomfortable actually, almost too visible here. Let's get into it. Oh, actually, yeah, very NA based on this podcast. And I don't think I've said this on the pod before, but seeing as I mentioned it to the guests before we started, I'm actually moving to the US in the summer. So we'll be even more NA based, probably only for a year. That's how long my other half's contract is out there. But if anyone has any DC recommendations, Washington, DC, then yeah, let me know.
Ben, that's so interesting. You're moving here and me, Japes, and Casey, we're all leaving the States.
Probably a good idea. Hide your five-star skill moves. I'm coming. Where are you going? Where are you moving to?
So it's somewhere in England. Where are you? What area of England are you from?
London.
Yeah, we're all moving to London.
Yeah. Well, just do it after I've been to Chicago and Florida, right?
It'll be good to have you. If you're ever moseying on down to Miami, drop me a line.
Yeah. Foot Weekly US tour coming soon. Talking of which, actually, I know, Case, you were not so long ago traveling for EMLS, the grand final, presumably first LAN event in a long, long time.
Yeah, no, first LAN event in, 2 years. So I think it was actually the first LAN event that's happened across the globe. So Wow. Pretty awesome to see, just good to see people in person. I'm tired of doing all the online broadcasts. Mm. So it was nice to see the actual gameplay because it's just different in person. So shout out to Paulo Neto. He ended up winning EMLS Cup. But yeah, it was fantastic to be there.
Yeah, sounded great. And let's start the podcast as we always do with pound for pound powerhouse, which is the best value player that's been released roughly over the past week. One which we think represents really good value. They can be an SBC, objective, or off the market. And last week it was a clear winner. The SBC Charisma, the foot birthday card, won. And this week I think we could again have a clear winner, although it'd be interesting to see whether our guests here have anyone who can compete with this listener suggestion, suggested by a lot of people. Joe W says, if the SBC Caligiuri doesn't win, then it is rigged. He's a 50k SBC and can play pretty much any position on the pitch with the right chemistry style. The only player that comes close to being versatile from the right mid position is Icon Moments Schweini. It's a must do, at least as a sub, or he'd excel as a right mid in 3-5-2. And he's Bundes and Italy links, which is nice. And I've not even mentioned the potential of three upgrades. Yeah, he looks ridiculously good. And I think this might be a bit of a best of the rest competition, but we'll give it our best go. Case, has Joe taken the one that you're going to go for? Or do you have a player up your sleeve here?
Yes, no, I definitely would have said Caligiuri first. But okay, so this one, the last time I was on here, I said one that was semi-expensive, but I'm going to have reasoning behind it. I'm going to go with Nani because He's not as expensive as like the big boys, St. Max, Rashford, all of those guys. He's semi-affordable, but also just the card looks cracked within itself. He links to a lot of great Serie A players, five-star, 99 shot power, 92 agility. The likelihood of him being upgraded, not so sure, but honestly, like this base card alone is pretty darn good. So I like the looks of this card. Obviously, Caligiuri is probably the best one, but Nani is my choice.
I saw 95 aggression as well and 85 strength, which not something you see every day on a winger. Looks really good. One of my personal favorites, so good choice. Let's move on to Zoe. Who are you going to go for?
I really like the shout of Nani, right? Like not super cheap, but he's ridiculous. And to add to the Caligiuri discussion, I think the plus three is probably not very likely just because they're like a relegation side right now. Mm. But I think they have Hertha Berlin at home and they're 16th. So If he's gonna bag himself a goal and assist, yeah, I think he has 3 goals and 2 assists on the season. I think the plus 2 is likely, and if that does happen, he's nuts. I don't know. I mean, does the Eriksen count as a pound for pound because everyone kind of got him for free?
Do you know what? I was hoping someone would mention him because I just feel like it's a cheeky one, but it does kind of work, doesn't it? Because quite a few people probably got him for a few K or for
and
free.
And even if you didn't, he's 47K because the supply is so nuts. I mean, I don't know what would he be? Maybe a few 100,000 coins, Premier League, Brentford, obviously not like crazy links. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if that qualifies as a pound for pound. I don't know. I'll go ahead and maybe just, I'll give Tonali a shout just because AC Milan, first in the league, very good shot at all 3 midfielders. So, I mean, I don't know. Again, what the chances of him getting a goal and assist, that's tough. But for about, 220,000 coins, I mean, Tonali runs it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say Tonali because anyone that's used that 84 UEL version of his card, he was nuts. And then this is just a much crazier version of that with a pretty much guaranteed plus 2. And he looks like the actor Justin Long. So that's kind of... Do with that as you wish, but I'll go with Tonali.
Nice. Did you? You're so good at avoiding any chat about foot outside of the podcast, of course, which is your main way to get information about the game as well. It seems. Did you know about this whole Eriksen thing?
Ben, I was away for the weekend, and I had like opened a few packs from my phone or whatever, and got like nothing. And I logged in this morning because I was like, I'll play like a Rivals match before I get started for the day. And I looked at my club and I had an Eriksen in there and I was like, oh, nice. And I was like, oh, he sells for 50K. Great. There you go. 50,000 free coins. So to answer your question, like, no, he just appeared at my club. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll keep him on my bench if he's untradeable. You know, I've got that, that Ozil moments card or whatever, that to me, they're very similar. So when I realized that I definitely wasn't going to need to repeat his skill set, like off he went.
Yeah, I mean, people who had a few on their transfer list just really lucked in here, actually. And obviously a lot of people wondering how this happens, you know, you get an Eriksen just suddenly overwritten by the fantasy foot version. And basically, I remember there was this tweet a few years back from one of the original foot producers, and it made me realize this is probably what happened. He says, a little over 9 years ago, he tweeted this a few years back, I pushed out the first foot inform, instantly erasing the base version of the player as I forgot to make a copy first. Good times. And I think that is probably what's happened here. So the Brentford version gets overwritten by accident by the fantasy foot version, and probably the items were being created hidden, but then that actually ended up being released because the overwritten Brentford item was already live. And then that meant, obviously, there were loads of them and loads of supply too. So because of how cheap he is, because I think he wouldn't be that cheap otherwise, I'm going to nab it from Zway and say that's my pound for pound.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
If he wins, you can claim an assist.
What a great... I love, you know, some people... I mean, obviously, it shouldn't have happened, but I kind of love that stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, you know, just those that randomness. Remember like a couple years ago during Footmas, we had like a Juve Timo Werner. He was like a Brazilian Juve Timo Werner that came out at midnight and it was like only there for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And you couldn't go in game with him or anything like that, but he just kind of popped up and everyone was like freaking out.
And that was end of an era De Rossi, like within the concepts and then disappeared.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah. No, nice. Oh, that means Japes, you're the last to bring one to the table.
Sure.
You got one for us?
I am quite interested in the Iñaki Williams foot birthday card. With the marksman, I think he's a 94 rated striker, but he gets like 99 strength and he has base, like 99 pace, and his dribbling stats get way boosted up. So I like, if he does indeed get some boosts, that card is going to be really, really quite crazy. People are not using him because he only has a 3-star weak foot. His base card only has 2-star weak foot, so he did get an upgrade there, which is important to note. But you know, and like he's always been super, super good. I have grown quite fond now after using the left wing mid Thierry Henry that I got in a pack. I've grown quite fond of having taller strikers, and Iñaki is 6'1" and has 99 jumping with the marksman as well. So 99 jumping, 99 strength. I think he's, you know, a near 99 like base pace. Like that's a pretty unique combo for me. And Ben, importantly, he has the solid player trait, which I don't even know what it does, but I like it.
I guess it stops players getting injured as frequently, so less consumables used, maybe. And also, you don't have to sub them off in squad battles, so maybe that's a good thing. Talking about things that maybe are a good thing is a rebranded What If with perhaps a better upgrade system, which is what Fantasy Foot is, which is the campaign that's out at the moment. Let me just run through the upgrade criteria. There's a plus one for three appearances in the next five games, also potentially a plus one for one win in the next five games, and also an upgrade if an attacker or midfielder gets a goal or an assist and a defender or goalkeeper gets one clean sheet, and that's the next five games again. And they're all independent, so you know they can get one upgrade, they get three upgrades, they get any of these. So interesting system. We've not seen something like this before. Similar-ish to What If, but I think definitely better named, which was my main issue with it. What are your thoughts on this case in terms of the players here and also, I guess, the overall concept?
Just starting off, I like this promo in general because the likelihood of these players getting upgraded are very, very high. You literally only have to show up for a match, for a couple matches. You don't even have to play well and you can possibly get upgraded. So love that.
Well, Rashford begs to differ, bless him.
But true.
Well, actually, he is playing, to be fair.
I just want to call out Jelson Martins. I think that he's probably one of the sweatiest players in this promo. I mean, he's cracked. Like, he's easy to link, obviously, as the Portuguese in Ligue 1. 98 pace, 5-star skills, 99 agility, 99 balance. The only downfall to him is his weak foot and his strength. But overall, for 500K, he seems like a very, very good card. In addition to John Stones, who I think is a solid center back who can easily link to Team of the Year Diaz, Cancelo, and then obviously the sweaty Varane as well. So those two are my top choices from the promo.
Yeah, yeah. And what about you, Zwei? A little bit of Van de Beek, maybe? Or?
No, you want to know what? the team is so nuts right now that like not everyone wiggles in. But I'm looking to pick someone up because I got a little bit of good pack luck last night, so I have a million coins, and I'm looking to spend on someone here. Thinking maybe Nani, maybe, I don't know. Japes was kind of saying Iñaki. I'm gonna need some tips though on how to score headers because for the life of me, I just don't know how to do that. I can't. It's like L1 and then square or something like that. I'd love to add that to my gameplay arsenal, but.
Do you know what? I'll send you a clip from the supporter episode a few weeks back where we talked about crossing at great length.
Okay.
Probably help you out. But yeah, anyway, anyone else you wanted to bring up from this group of players?
Klosterman looks pretty good. He's a guy that I would maybe consider using, or maybe even the Balde, the Keita Balde Diao. He looks pretty, he looks pretty nuts. 4-star. So I'm not sure. There's definitely someone I'm going to want to use. And again, yeah, it's these guys upgrade so easily that, you know, they're pretty much guaranteed. All of them are pretty much guaranteed at least a plus one, a lot of them plus two.
Yeah.
And like a Lucas Moura, I don't know how often he plays, but I mean, for Spurs, you know, I don't know how involved he is in goals.
He definitely does come on. He doesn't start that often, but he does get sub appearances. So yeah, that could work. I think one thing I was going to say about this team is that I think a lot of them won't get team of the season items, it's fair to say. I was looking at the squad, and even though some of them are performing decently, they still have a chance of getting their upgrades, of course. And that actually makes it quite smart in a way. And I know like the players have come in for a bit of criticism in terms of maybe not being that unique because we've seen quite a few of them before. But at least they are players who potentially won't be, you know, superseded by team of the season too much because they're not going to get those cards, but they're also not far off the pace in terms of quality, I wouldn't have thought. Jake, so any thoughts on, you know, other players in there that you might be keen on?
For my team, I'm pretty interested in Camavinga. Now, like he's a little bit of a tough one because he comes off the bench, I feel like, in most matches for Madrid. They obviously had a rough one over the weekend in El Clasico.
Oh, I should say, actually, it doesn't count until 1st of April.
Great, amazing. El Clasico doesn't count. I'm here for that. I think he's got a really interesting skill set. He doesn't have like quite the weak foot, but if he gets upgrades, he's got some really, really meaty stats for the type of player that I use.
He's left-footed.
Yeah, he's left-footed. I think he's got the same base stats as headliners Acuña, though. So it's sort of hilarious because that card's like, I don't know, 70K. So maybe not that interesting. But the other thing that I wanted to say, Ben, I'm going to give another shout out to my gold Marcus Llorente card that just like won't go away in my squad. I went out and I bought Foot Birthday Tony Cruz, and I prefer gold Llorente, so I'll just keep my 500K or whatever. I was like sad about it because I was super excited to use Cruz, and I was like, man, I really, really miss Llorente. Oh. And so he's back.
Well, I guess Camavinga might be a more similar player to Llorente.
That's exactly, right? That's exactly why I'm like, how low are we going to go here? Can we drop another 100K? Get into that range? Maybe you'd like to think that he'll get at least one of the upgrades.
Yeah.
More than that, though, that feels hopeful.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, Case, how do you feel about a lot of these players being players we've seen before? I think it's fair to say they were some of them quite a while ago. Like there's a few rule breakers cards that are repeated here. So I guess those players aren't so useful now, but it's still maybe for some people not so interesting if the same faces keep popping up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the card, right? Like we're going to see Mbappe's pop up over and over and we're never going to be mad at a better Mbappe. But you have players that you're doing pretty big SBCs for, putting a lot of your fodder into it, and then they're just releasing another card a week later. I think the one card that has made me the most mad that they've kept repeating is Nkunku, because I've done that like 3 times and they keep releasing that card better and better. I think he has 9 cards at this point. I think he has the most cards in the game. And so it's cards like that that are like, that I'm kind of upset about. But like, with some of them, I'm like, all right, give it a rest. We have enough of those.
In fairness though, like Nkunku, you'd have to have a word with him and tell him to stop performing so well, right?
True, I'm not sure that's
necessarily. That one maybe not on EA, but I think the ones in here, Zwei that we're seeing again, who are they? I guess you've got Gelson Martins again is a good example. I guess Klosterman. Do you still think it's to use the cards again? I don't know.
I mean, we had the Klosterman in what, beginning of November? It's now March.
Yeah.
We had the Gelson Martins mid-November. It's now March. So it's like, I agree. There's a lot of, for example, you see the Rashford, he's always in packs. I mean, obviously Manchester United, from a marketing perspective, he's going to be engaged with like heavily and good in game. It feels like we see the Lucas Moura often, but this is his, what did he have? He had an 88 version of his card come out in, winter wild card. So December. So, I mean, like I definitely get it. I think there's definitely a split view on the community where like some people are happy to see their favorite players continually getting cards in every iteration of FIFA. And then, there's some of us that want a little bit more variation. I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but I don't know what the solution is. Giving someone super random an upgrade.
Oh, then people will complain about that.
Exactly. It's like, who is this guy, right? Like Caligiuri, for example, it's interestingly enough that like he was embraced heavily, I think, just because of the price. But exactly, like if you give someone super random and unique a card, it's like, who is this dead card?
For these promos, it's obviously like a really, really tricky thing to strike a balance. They've picked some like very big names in here that people will get excited about, right? Like Nani is like a great example of that. Doesn't play for a big club necessarily, but is a big name. I think EA would do well to include some cards that are, that play for clubs that are obviously huge clubs, but are maybe not going to be getting like another, a special card for whatever reason. Like if they'd done a Eric Garcia or someone like that, or Ricky Puig, someone, one of the Barcelona players that people would be like, play for a big club, big nation, there's hype around them, but their gold cards are unusable, like totally worthless in the game.
Maybe don't even have a gold card. Maybe they're like a 74 silver and like they get a crazy.
Yeah, like bring them, right? Like they're not going to get team of the season. Like they didn't get future stars. You'll probably never see them, but there is excitement around the club and some excitement around the player as well. Like I think we need to see more of those cards sprinkled in at this point in the game. On the same note, like I think Saint-Maximin hasn't had a special card. Like to me, he's like a great inclusion. Now the card is priced so outrageously high that nobody's gonna get to use it. Like I think I saw he was like over 4 billion. I was like, geez, dude, like
He's over 4 million.
I don't know if you're going to get that level of performance relative to like some of the icons that are that price, but like, he's a good inclusion in this promo. So I don't know. I just like to see more cards that hit kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like give me a Musiala card from Bayern.
Yeah, that'd be a good way of introducing players who are going to be popular because of their club. I mean, you kind of wonder why it was Rashford when there could have been another Manchester United player who would get as much hype. Although it may have been that this was meant to be another English Manchester United forward who obviously is not going to be getting a special item anytime soon. And that may have meant that we saw a repeat there where we wouldn't have done. I think part of the disappointment maybe comes from the fact that outside of those known players in the squad, for more committed players, the boosts perhaps aren't big enough. And that feels a shame. It's an opportunity to create sort of legendary players within foot, but they don't maybe take that opportunity. And it is weird though with these live campaigns, because the pool is going to be limited because they have to be able to meet the criteria they've set for upgrades. Otherwise it'd be boring. And then they have to be pack sellers too. So there's probably quite a limited pool. Players like Saint-Maximin probably aren't that common. And then they're reluctant to do skill move and weak for upgrades and those sorts of things too. So maybe a more limited pool than most campaigns.
Totally. We've had such an obscene amount of content. Mm. There's more and more content released every year. There are more and more cards released every year. So when comparing to past years, there's obviously going to be some level of that.
Yeah, yeah. Here's something that I was going to bring up relating to this. And someone asked, I think it was Martin, said, what does it take for you to consider a player a club legend? I know it's very subjective, so I was curious to know. Is it sort of a certain number of goals, games, you know, any particular feats that they might achieve? And I was thinking, who has become a kind of club legend for you over this foot cycle? Because for me, it's those sorts of players that I look to in future foot cycles to bring in and I'm excited for. And EA can sometimes create players who become iconic. You think of Mbabu, Alessandrini, Lozano, I guess, Renato Sanchez. And I was just wondering, more for you personally rather than foot generally, if there was anyone who'd built a cult status in your club and has become a club legend case, who would you go for?
Yeah, I think I look at this one less how many goals they score and more the person that I just can't get rid of on my starting 11, like someone that I just can't drop from my team. And it's changed throughout the years. Like last year, it was definitely Gold Conte. Like that man would never leave my team. This year, honestly, I think that Lucas Paqueta, his moments card, has stayed in my team the longest. He's been such a solid box-to-box player for me. I just can't get rid of him. I know he even has a better version out there, but like the upgrade isn't enough for me to get rid of this one. And so it's someone that just can't leave. They're just stuck there forever. That's like the person that is going to stay there. So that's it for me.
Paqueta's so good. He'd be up there for me. If it wasn't for Tarapt and Tecatito Corona, he slips down to third, but you know, could easily be first. He certainly played more than those two because of chemistry reasons. I should say, actually, this was sent in by Martin as a question a while back. So thanks to him. And if you do send in a question, they often do come up later on in the cycle or when they're still relevant. So yeah, send those questions in at Foot Weekly Pod, all the different ways. Anyway, Zoe, what about you?
It's probably between 98 Messi. It might be between him, 91 Ronaldinho, and then 91 Johan Cruyff.
That road to glory.
But I got to say, a guy that I actually benched this weekend, 91 Desailly, has been so nuts for me as a center back. I benched him for Nicolas Zule, who I did the year in review SBC for. And so I got him back, and he's the only reason. I love the Zule card. Desailly is a guy that I think I'll probably run for the rest of the game. Doesn't look like particularly crazy, I guess, from a pace perspective. I know that's the first thing people look at, but he's just, it's something about the body type, and just he just gets it done. So
yeah, Desailly's a good one. I think his aggression, isn't it? He's a wall.
He's nuts. 93 aggression. Wow. 93 aggression, 92 strength.
Yeah.
59 agility though, right? So people say that. So it's like dead card, 59 agility.
Yeah. But well, also really high defensive awareness, actually. 92 defensive awareness default. That's actually really high. Yeah, yeah. You can see why. Japes, is it Marcus Llorente?
I mean, yeah, certainly Llorente. Griezmann, like if you remember back then, like I go on and on about Griezmann's like gold card. I obviously am using and abusing his flashback card. Love it. But I would say the one card that I'm even now playing off 8 chem and I'm like reluctant to even drop him is that Pedro Porro card from Sporting, the future stars Spanish player. He's just kind of like a baller.
Yeah,
really, really good. And so I just play him now on 8 chem and I'm like, I should really, like, I could find somebody else to get in here, but I always go back to him.
That's what makes a club legend, a guy that's going to fight for the badge. And you feel it in game too. There's certain guys, right, that just like they get you that goal when you need it.
Yeah.
Even when you're trash, they make that interception. They're there when you need them.
Totally.
I always try and like look into the stats whenever someone's like, this player feels like this. I'm always like, right, why is that? What is the reason? Because it is ultimately maths, right, somewhere. And I feel like the thing that really makes a player feel like they fight for the badge and a really win 50-50s and things. I think high work rates, which Poro has, which also Paqueta has as well, and good aggression, which he has, and I think composure and reactions as well are quite important, and stamina as well. So they just do it all game.
So after using Toni Kroos, I'm not sure where his aggression's at, but I sort of decided if a player doesn't have 80 plus aggression, I will not use them in the midfield. Mm. Yeah, Kroos's aggression is at 71. And I will say, you know, everybody complained about the Coughlin SBC. That was, and I did that because Ben, like I mentioned before, like I could not find La Liga midfielders that were in like a decent price range for like a Road to Glory. Coughlin's great. Really, really like him. Mm. And I believe he has quite high base aggression as well.
90.
Yeah, 90 and high defensive work, right? So yeah.
Slap a shadow on him.
The two stats that get really, really interesting for me with midfielders is what is a midfielder's base attacking positioning and what is their aggression? Because I find that in like when you get into chance creation, it becomes a lot easier to like one, cycle possession, and two, to find like when you're cycling possession, they get into those pockets that are easier to make direct passes forward to your strikers. So I know we're getting a little bit into gameplay here, but it's still content related. And like Coughlin has, I think he's got like 90 attacking positioning as well, like surprisingly high for a player with medium high work rates. So I constantly find I'm able to make very easy passes and progress possession because of that.
I'm sure we'll talk about that on the gameplay pod, but now we'll take a break. We'll be back in the second half to talk about shorter friendlies, amongst other things, favorite repeatable SBCs and icon swaps decisions. Also, a reminder to go out and vote in the pound for pound poll on Twitter at @footweeklypod. Hopefully Azuay doesn't get wind of it, because we could be in trouble if he retweets it, I think. Let's take a break though. We'll be back in just a second. In this break, a quick reminder, if you're a supporter, to enter the supporter giveaway over at bit.ly/podspring22, or just search Support Foot Weekly, follow the link through to Patreon, and it should be one of the first posts. Thank you very much to those supporters keeping the podcast going. A supporter episode will be out on Thursday. It's the gameplay pod this week, and we'll be back with part two in just a moment. We're always on the lookout for quality freebies for the Foot Weekly listeners, and this week is no exception. Harry's are here to change shaving for the better by combining Thomas Müller-esque German precision with Southgate-style routine and man management. They aren't just offering ultra-sharp razors, but an opportunity to revamp your shaving routine. Harry's are very generously offering a free trial set. All you have to do is pay $3.95 for delivery, and you'll get an expertly weighted razor handle, a German-engineered 5-blade razor cartridge, plus, in this one, a free shower gel so you can try shaving while you shower, which sounds like a great idea. And in fact, I wasn't expecting it to smell quite as good as it does. It's become my go-to shower gel. So if you want to add that and the high-quality razor to your shaving routine, all you have to do is go to harrys.com/FUT to redeem your free trial set and shave plan, which you can cancel at any time. So go to harrys.com/foot to get that free trial set. Thank you very much for listening, and let's get back into the podcast. Getting back into it after the break, there's a new friendlies mode and objectives which contain packs along with that. It's a 3-game limit, and you can only use gold rare players and team of the week players. It's called the Classic Cup, and the half length is just 3 minutes. Huh. So the games are half the length. Japes, I think this is something that you maybe even suggested on the pod before, the idea that people tend to play golden goal in friendlies, and there should be ways of almost making that more legitimized if that's what people enjoy, and actually you have your other modes to do the standard length of match. So it's quite a nice different addition. There's another one we can talk about in a sec as well, but I'd certainly be a favor of a few 3-minute half additions in various parts of the game. Squad battles, looking at you. Thoughts, Japes?
Yeah, why not? Let's test it out, see what happens. I will say, like, there's no reason that they shouldn't allow you to select game length and squad battles. It would be such a quality of life improvement. Like, if you love playing against the AI, just leave it on 6-minute halves. Like, go nuts. For those people that are like grinding it for objectives, you know, you have, and plus you have like division rivals and foot champs, which are your quote unquote competitive modes. So like adding this in friendlies, like, let's see, hopefully people are interested in it and play it.
Yeah. And how are we feeling, Case? How are you feeling about the fact that this is gold rares and team of the week players, you know, is having to build that squad off putting. I mean, Tom here was saying, who wrote in, said that actually he thought it was good and it was quite interesting to play with less powerful players and gameplay maybe feels better.
I haven't played it yet, but I do like the idea of it. I think it's a nice break from the crazy sweaty cards that we're used to going up against. It kind of levels the playing field from like the pay to win people versus RTG as well. Mm. It also brings me back to like beginning of the game vibes with like starter cards and that sort of thing. So I think it's a cool idea. Obviously the 3 minute halves is a very, very nice perk, kind of forcing that golden goal. And it also kind of forces you to play a little bit different in general. Less of that sitting back, less possession. It's more just like, all right, let's go get those goals and keep it moving. And so it's more fun, more active. So I think it's a dub, in my opinion.
Yeah. And actually, Zwei, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but I was going to move us on to the other objective that's out, which is the Moses Simon League and left wing. Looks very good card. We haven't actually talked about the card, but he does look strong, 4-star, 4-star. But the requirements for this are that every player in the squad is bought off the transfer market for less than 2,000 coins each. Which, when I saw this, I was like, I think that's really clever. Like, it's a really interesting, different approach. And it throws back to Zwei, the days of, you know, 10K coin squad builders or 20K coin squad builders. Have you given it a go? And, you know, can you think of any players maybe that you might want to chuck into your team?
Not yet. I feel like we're so far removed from like those level of players. I wouldn't even know who to buy.
Yeah.
And it obviously, it threw me off. I was like, wait, hold on. Like it took me about 10 minutes to really understand what I was doing. I'll probably engage with it a little bit today. But in terms of objective stuff, I mean, this weekend was pretty much just dedicated to foot champs and then like rivals. So like the gameplay grind has kind of gotten to me. But I think Moses Daddy, he doesn't look that crazy of a card. Like I think it's, you need 10 separate games. I think people are doing some version of Golden Goal, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So I think he's well worth getting because he's been nuts ever since he came into the game. What, FIFA 18 with that foot miss card.
Mm.
And yeah, I echo what everyone else has said about squad battles. I mean, anything that can make that a little bit more palatable would be, I welcome that. I mean, I want like 30 second halves, you know what I mean? So I'd pay for it even. I'd pay like a subscription service to not have a squid battles match last longer than four. what is it on default? 6 minutes?
6 minute halves, yeah.
God, it feels like 6 hours.
Because like that actually sounds way shorter than it is, doesn't it? Does anyone have any 2,000 coin players that they wanted to bring up? Because yeah, I was very surprised myself when this came out and couldn't think of any initially.
Yes. So honestly, I would go Brazil for this because there's a lot of really great cards under 2,000 for Brazil. We got Gabriel Jesus, Richarlison, Alex Teixeira, Anderson Talisca, Marcelo, Oscar, Fred, Alex Telles. So like you could fill every position with Brazilian players and still get those links. Only thing to stay away from is Prem. Just don't go Prem. But honestly, keeping it consistent with the country will probably be your best bet.
Now that I'm looking, there's some nuts cards here.
Yeah.
There's some legit ballers. And I mean, everyone's using this stuff too, right? So it's like the playing field is, you know, somewhat leveled. I love the Ito, but again, I don't know how good his 77 is with the 77 dribbling. But I mean, there's some, yeah, Bruma, Muriel, of course. I mean, Muriel might, 83 shooting, 89 pace, and 86 dribbling on an 82 rated card. Kind of mad.
And I would say as well, I think people may be tempted to kind of cut corners with like center backs and stuff. And I do think, you know, if you can get center backs maybe with a shadow chemistry style applied, that's going to give you a huge, huge advantage. So definitely recommend that. Also, I think it's maybe quite nice for newer players, both of those two objectives, right? Because, you know, most players of the game can afford a squad of 2,000 coin players and they can then get Moses Simon, which is a really, really strong player to go into their first team. I think that's pretty good.
You know, it's a crazy thing that would be cool to know? How many new players come in to FIFA at various stages of the year?
Like, yeah.
You know, like I would imagine the large majority when the game comes out, then Christmas makes sense, but I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people are like continually getting the game throughout the year. And if you're just like, yeah, if you're just picking up the game in March, great little objective to do. But just, you know, as an analytics geek, I'd love to know how many thousands a day, how many, when does it drop off? But a graph of that would be really cool, like new players to FUT or something like that.
Well, of course, later in the year, the game becomes free with EA Play, right? And I think there's a bit of an influx then. There's probably, whenever the game goes on sale, a bit of an influx or gets the price reduced. So I can imagine maybe that's happened recently. It must be hard for them to get these things balanced for new players because you can get such good low-rated players. We had that silver promo, things like that. But actually, I wanted to move on to something relating to a more menu grinding. I know, Case, you're a bit of an expert when it comes to this sort of stuff. And it's fair to say Matt for trading is, and people ask you about the SBC method and what he tends to do around that, which we can do at some point. But that's quite technical. From a more, I guess, casual approach, I don't do that many upgrades, that many league SBCs. I was interested to know, particularly from Zwei and Case, what your favorites were in terms of that sort of thing. Like, what upgrades should I look out for, both in terms of the big ones and the more spammable ones as well? Zwei, what would you say your favorite is? Oof. Got to be a PP, right?
I want to say, yeah, it's always got to be a player pick. It's always got to be, I want to say, maybe the mid or prime icon pack, just because I can't do it a whole lot, but when I do, it's just, I mean, it just is exciting. It just is fun. Mm-hmm. The fact that like three pop up. And so, but I think I'm going to go with the, I think it's the 80 plus triple.
Yeah.
The 80 plus triple might just be the one. I hate the one that only has two.
Mm, the 81 plus times two, which we had recently.
Have we had an 81 plus triple yet or no? We haven't had that, right?
No, I don't think we have it. I feel like the thing about the 81 times two pick is that it just feels like an 81 plus times two pack, but you only get one.
Yes.
And there's always an 81 in there.
Yeah, there's like there's like an 80, there's like an 83, but then that second guy is always in it. There's like a bunch, there's always 81s in it.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
I'd go with the 80 plus triple. That's my final answer, Ben.
Nice.
What do I get?
you get an 80 plus triple. That's exactly what you get. And what about you, Case? What would you go for?
So I have an obsession with the icon player picks. I need to stop. I need to chill. But they're just so addicting. And I'll do upgrades. I'll do the 81 pluses. I'll even do, what is it, the 81 to 87? Which to some people, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. But I've been consistently running those just to get fodder for the icon player pick. I do happen to pack Seedorf over and over and over and over. Don't know why I keep doing it, but they're pretty addicting, wow. And I'll continue to do them. So big fan of those.
And Japes, you don't really tend to do much in terms of the SBCs, but is there anything that you would do repeatable or have done?
I mean, I do the, what is it? Like the 80 plus or 81 plus like player picks all the time. It's just like such a good way to get cards for SBC. Like the 82 to 87 is like an underappreciated SBC as a way to just get fodder. But I will say there's like no rush quite like doing an icon player pick. Yeah, like it is a rush when you see those come out. I feel guilty. You know, it's like the same. I don't know if they're what like a real life experience quite like it would be. I don't know. You feel like you're playing the slot machine in some ways.
Yeah,
like
the lottery.
Yeah, it would. But like you see them pop like one at a time too coming up. And then if you get something great, everybody like pauses and takes a moment and is like, oh, you know, like that is the one. And then all of a sudden you realize you have to make like a choice perhaps if you get like two good ones. But it's the, you know, as far as SBCs go, that type of SBC feels like it can change your fate for like a foot cycle. And so I find myself though wishing like I don't want a mid player pick at this point, guys. Like, give me a million coin moments player pick right now.
Yeah,
like right now
for committed players, you're going to be willing to spend a lot more.
Yeah,
for something
if it's on power curve or on trend, like I would cycle every bit of fodder and grind towards a moments player pick this second. Because most moments card I know can get in my team in some way, shape, or form.
If that were to drop, for example, hypothetically today, what do you think? A million? You think it's a million or 800,000?
Yeah. I think you're probably like 900K, million, something like that.
Wow.
I think it's an expensive one. I think it has to be up for an extended duration to give people the opportunity to grind towards it. Price of fodder goes through the roof. As well.
Oof. We kind of saw that last year because we saw player picks for the first time for icons. I think it was last year, but it may have been the year before they sort of blurred.
I don't know. Every year is a blur to me, man.
Every
year is just one big.
But the fodder just went through the roof because the idea of like picking between icons, people just love it.
Picking between any card is fun. Mm. Like it just feels better.
It diminishes the rush of like, for example, you know, icon swaps, whatever, you know, we're going to get some tokens soon. And like, I'm looking at that prime icon because I've already done the fodder packs and the prime icon is literally the only thing that makes sense. But I'm already thinking to myself, it's like, I know it's going to be Guardiola or something like that. And it's not a player pick, so it's not going to be that exciting. But, you know, I guess it's a player pick world and we're just living in it.
Yeah, I'm angling towards the mid prime player pick for swaps, actually. Myself.
How many tokens is that?
It's 12. I've already used 5 for the top fodder packs.
Oh, so. You're so responsible. So how many tokens are you holding on to right now?
I'm holding on to the rest, I guess. So I spent five and I've got four left.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I'm going to put those into the icon pick. But then I feel like Cafu's just making a late run just around the outside from right back. And I'm kind of tempted to get him. Because actually,
No Cannavaro, maybe?
No, I think the thing with Cannavaro is there are a lot of really good centre-backs who are physically larger than him and have the pace even higher than his, to be honest. I was thinking, you know, Denier, he's not going to replace that road to the final Denier, I don't think. So
true.
Cafu gives more opportunities as well, maybe for chemistry on a right mid, you know, with a central icon in the 4-5-1. It's really good. Also flexibility in terms of involving centre mids in like a 4-3-3 for chemistry. So I think that is probably going to sway me if I do go for a player to go for him. But Case, just to wrap up as we get towards the end, what are you thinking of doing with icon swaps? I guess people will be completing them, finishing them off maybe when they're listening to this.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of, I do too much too early and I go for the big packs and then I end up with just like a couple swaps here and there and then I can't do anything big. So I wish I had the patience to save up for something like you, Ben, with one of those bigger icon player picks or just the general, like the prime icon. But I unfortunately don't because they always drop it when there's a good promo and then you want to open the packs and then by the time it's over, they're all gone. So I should probably rethink for future icon swaps because it's not working.
It was Richard Buckley on the podcast convinced me that, well, actually it may have been off the podcast, but you mentioned it on the pod too, I think, that it's just not worth going for the 81 plus or the 82 plus, that they never really deliver.
Yeah, they don't pay out.
Yeah, and I just kind of thought, you know what, I'm going to wait this time and we'll see whether my disappointment. Can you get three Inzaghis? I think you can probably get the prime and the mid in it. So I'll look forward to that. Hopefully the other player's good. Japes, what are you doing? Because actually interesting for you because, you know.
Yeah, I have not done any of the squad battles because I just won't play that game mode and I would rather like miss out, I guess,
We don't do that here. We don't do
Squid
that.
Squid free
zone. I'm not even showing up for those. So I did like, I don't know, four of them and I decided I really wanted to pack, I think it was Toni Kroos. Like, I was like, I want this card untradeable so badly. And I did like an 82 plus with the four swaps tokens that I have and obviously got nothing. So I'm not quite sure if I'm going to try to maybe force myself to like do some squad battles here, but I feel like that's highly unlikely. Mm. So I will likely do just enough to complete the 83 fodder pack with whatever comes next and hope for the best.
We will look forward to hopefully something good from that. And on that, I think we're pretty ready to wrap up actually. It's been great to chat with all of you. We will say our goodbyes. And Case, where can people catch you? You know, second time on the podcast, extra important that we give you a plug. So where can people find you and drop you a follow across social media, etc.?
Yeah, first, thanks so much for having me. Lovely time. You can follow me on CHI_KACEE on pretty much everything.
Nice.
TikTok, Twitch, all of those. Yep.
And we also have had Zwayback HD. It's been a pleasure. Or Zwayback 720p if you tune into his streams on Twitch. Right?
That's right. You can't be caught in 4K when you stream at a max of 720. Yeah. Casey, question. Have you met Shakiri yet?
I have, yes. I was actually standing next to him when I saw his card get released and I like showed him on the phone and he's like, oh, that's me. How cool
that's
is
awesome
that?
Yeah. That's, I'm so jealous. That's so cool. I was at an Inter Miami game a few weeks ago and I saw him on the pitch and just kind of a geeked out moment, you know. Yeah. But that's awesome.
I didn't connect the two, the fact that there's obviously Chicago Fire Shakiri season objective out at the moment. Are you contractually obliged, Case, to grind out the level 30 for him then?
I have to do him, yes. But he's also a really great card. So either way, I'm happy.
He looks fun. I have a quick question. How many tokens are coming out? How many tokens come out? Is it 8 or 9?
Nine.
It's 9. So you could technically... So if I have 1, 9 plus 1 is 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was a trick question.
So I was kind of sold on the Prime Icon pack for 8. I don't think I want to do Hristo Stoichkov for 9. And I just want that rush, you know what I mean? Mm. So there's a 91 plus mid or prime icon pack for 10. Mm. I don't
know,
dude.
It's not a pick?
It's not a pick.
Risky.
But that's the max I can do. I can either do...
What's the player pick at?
First player pick you can get is 12. So that's unfortunate.
Oh, can I do golden goal in squad battles? Is that a thing? How do I turn that on?
I don't know.
If you press RT, R3...
Left, right, up, down.
Yeah, we should move swiftly on and end the podcast because squad battles fans are not going to be happy. Actually, you know, I should say it's not something we particularly enjoy. We've said that, but we are happy that people enjoy it, and they should enjoy it. We love enjoyment, and we enjoy having Japes. Thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, cheers, Ben. Happy to be back and discussing the interesting content that we've got going on at the moment.
Yeah, well, that wraps us up. So thank you very much to all you supporters out there supporting the podcast, keeping it going. And a reminder to enter that spring competition, the giveaway over on Patreon. You can get there really easily by going to bit.ly/podspring22. So that's type in bit.ly/podspring22. A quick note for newer Icon patrons, there have been a few recently, thank you very much. A pointer that the Hall of Fame, which is just about to come up, has not been updated for a week or two because things have been a bit hectic for me, as mentioned on last week's pod, but it will be very soon. So thank you for bearing with that. Talking of, a huge thank you to those Icon patrons. Dave B, Coach Vass, Dougie, Chris W, DJ FIFA Player, Hugh J, Steve C, David S, Matt L, George, Alistair, Alan G, Anthony R, Dominic, Rob P, Pobius, L, Jeff B, Christopher R, Stephen F, Michael, Tom B, Damon H, Nick Jack M, Eric T, Roger D, Alex M, Dan W, Sila P, Matt H, Harry P, Neil P, Adam G, At Pace of a Tortoise, Brian S, Andrew C, Jake G, Michael P, Springford, Zach O, Dominic G, Ruben D, Kraus, Adam R, Andy H, Mikael L, Orion B, Mindor L, and Tim J. Plus a special thanks to Luke M, Dave B, Hugh J, Tom M, Darren W, and Pato Foot for advice and production assistance.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Before I leave you though, just one more thing to add. FIFA's a bit like life, really. It has its many ups and its many downs. And if you are having a few more downs than ups in real life in these more difficult times, then please don't feel that you're alone or need to struggle on without taking action. If you go to thecalmzone.net, there's loads of resources, advice, and support, or even just a chat available to anyone who needs it. If it sounds like it could help you, then head over to thecalmzone.net. And for now, I'll catch you on the next podcast.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Sports Social Podcast Network.